Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, Mastering IELTS Speaking, How to Describe a Person Who Likes to Read a Lot. As an experienced IELTS examiner, I'm here to guide you through the process of describing a person who likes to read a lot in your IELTS speaking test. This topic is quite common and has appeared in various forms in past IELTS exams. It's likely to remain relevant in future tests as well. Let's dive into how you can ace this topic and boost your speaking score. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you general questions about reading. Here are some possible questions and suggested answers. Do you enjoy reading? What kind of books do you like to read? How often do you read? Let's focus on the first question. Do you enjoy reading? Band 6-7. Answer: Yes, I do enjoy reading. I find it relaxing and informative. I try to read a little bit every day, usually before bed. It helps me unwind and learn new things at the same time. Band 8-9, answer. Absolutely, I'm passionate about reading. It's not just a hobby for me, it's a fundamental part of my daily routine. I find it intellectually stimulating and a great way to broaden my horizons. Whether it's fiction or nonfiction, each book offers a unique perspective that enriches my understanding of the world. Part 2, Long Turn. Here's a cue card related to the topic. Describe a person you know who likes to read a lot. You should say who this person is, what kind of books they like to read, how you know about their reading habits, and explain why you think they read so much. Sample answer, Band 8-9. I'd like to talk about my Aunt Sarah, who is an avid reader with an insatiable appetite for books. She's in her mid-50s and works as a high school English teacher. Sarah has eclectic tastes when it comes to literature. She devours everything from classic novels to contemporary fiction, and she's particularly fond of historical biographies and science fiction. I remember her once saying that she loves how books can transport her to different eras and realms, allowing her to experience lives and worlds beyond her own. I've been aware of Sarah's reading habits since I was a child. Whenever we visited her home, I was always in awe of her extensive library, which took up an entire wall of her living room. She would often regale us with fascinating anecdotes from her latest reads during family gatherings. As I grew older, we started exchanging book recommendations, which has become a cherished part of our relationship. I believe Sarah reads so much for several reasons. Firstly, as an English teacher, reading keeps her well informed about literature and helps her inspire her students. Secondly, I think it's her way of continually educating herself and staying intellectually engaged. She once told me that each book is like a window to a new perspective, and she's always eager to broaden her horizons. Lastly, I suspect reading is a form of escapism for her, a way to unwind and immerse herself in different worlds after a long day of teaching. Sarah's love for reading is truly infectious. Her enthusiasm has not only influenced her students, but also inspired many family members, including myself, to develop a deeper appreciation for literature. Examiner's follow-up questions. Do you think Sarah's reading habits have influenced others? How has technology affected people's reading habits in your country? Sample answers. Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, I think Sarah's reading habits have definitely influenced others. Her students often talk about how she inspires them to read more. In our family, she's known as the go-to person for book recommendations. Band 8-9. Answer. Absolutely, Sarah's passion for reading has had a profound impact on those around her. Her students often credit her with igniting their love for literature. In our family, she's revered as a literary guru, and her recommendations have led to many spirited discussions at family gatherings. Her infectious enthusiasm has even prompted some family members to start their own book clubs. Band 6-7. Answer. Technology has changed reading habits a lot in my country. Many people now read e-books on their devices instead of physical books. It's more convenient, but some people say they miss the feeling of holding a real book. Band 8-9. Answer. Technology has revolutionized reading habits in my country. The advent of e-readers and reading apps has made literature more accessible than ever before. This has led to a surge in digital consumption of books, particularly among younger generations. However, this shift has also sparked a debate about the merits of digital versus physical books. While some appreciate the convenience and portability of e-books, Others lament the loss of the tactile experience and the sense of disconnect from the author's work. Interestingly, this has also led to a resurgence in the appreciation for physical books, with many viewing them as cherished possessions rather than mere vessels of information. Part 3: Two-Way Discussion. Let's talk more about reading habits in general. Do you think people are reading more or less these days compared to the past? Band 6-7, answer. I think people are reading differently these days. With smartphones and the internet, we're always reading something, whether it's news articles, social media posts, or ebooks. However, I believe fewer people are reading long books cover to cover compared to the past. Band 8-9, answer. That's an intriguing question. I believe the nature of reading has undergone a significant transformation in recent years. On one hand, the digital revolution has made information more accessible than ever before, leading to an increase in overall reading volume. People are constantly consuming content through social media, news apps, and online articles. However, this shift has also led to changes in reading patterns. There's a tendency towards shorter, more digestible content, which some argue has diminished our capacity for sustained, deep reading. The instant gratification offered by digital platforms has, to some extent, eroded the patience required for tackling lengthy novels or complex nonfiction works. That being said, it's not all doom and gloom for traditional reading. The rise of audiobooks and e-readers has made literature more accessible to busy individuals and those with visual impairments. Moreover, there's been a resurgence in the popularity of physical books in certain demographics, possibly as a reaction to digital fatigue. Ultimately, while the quantity of reading may have increased, the quality and depth of engagement with text is a more complex issue that varies greatly among individuals and communities. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Avid reader, noun, avid, a person who reads a lot with great enthusiasm. Example: my grandfather is an avid reader of historical novels. Insatiable appetite, noun phrase, an extremely strong desire for something that cannot be satisfied. Example: she has an insatiable appetite for knowledge, always seeking to learn more. Eclectic tastes, noun tick, tastes, liking a wide variety of styles. Example: his eclectic tastes in music range from classical to heavy metal. To devour, verb, devour, to read quickly and eagerly. Example: she devoured the latest bestseller in just 2 days. To broaden one's horizons, broisens, to expand the range of one's knowledge, interests, or experiences. Example: traveling is a great way to broaden your horizons. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test when describing a person who likes to read a lot, use a variety of vocabulary related to reading in books. Don't just repeat the same words. Provide specific examples and personal anecdotes to support your points. Use idiomatic expressions naturally to demonstrate your language proficiency. Speak fluently and coherently, organizing your ideas logically. Show your ability to discuss the topic in depth by considering different aspects and perspectives. Remember, practice is key. Try recording yourself answering these questions and listen back to identify areas for improvement. Good luck with your IELTS preparation. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.